Chapter 74, The Awesome Struggle in Gethsemane. With his disciples, the Savior made his way to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Passover moon shone from a cloudless sky. As he neared Gethsemane, he became strangely silent. Throughout his life on earth, he had walked in the light of God's presence. But now he was numbered with the transgressors. The guilt of fallen humanity he must bear. So great was its weight that he was tempted to fear it would shut him out forever from his Father's love. He exclaimed, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." Never before had the disciples seen their master so utterly sad. His form swayed as if he were about to fall. On reaching the garden, the disciples looked anxiously for his usual place of retirement, that their master might rest. Twice his companions supported him, or he would have fallen. Near the entrance, Jesus left all but three of the disciples, bidding them pray for themselves and for him. With Peter, James, and John, he entered its secluded recesses. In his great struggle, Christ desired their presence near him. Often they had passed the night with him in this retreat. After a season of prayer, they would sleep undisturbed until he awoke them in the morning to go forth anew to labor. Now he desired them to spend the night with him in prayer, yet could not bear that even they should witness the agony he was to endure. "Tarry ye here," Jesus said, "and watch with me." He went a little distance, not so far but that they could both see and hear him, and fell prostrate on the ground. He felt that by sin he was being separated from his Father. The gulf was so broad, so black, so deep, that his spirit shuddered before it. This agony he must not exert his divine power to escape. As man he must suffer the consequences of man's sin. As man he must endure the wrath of God against transgression.